Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild this evening, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a pleasant night for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last half hour, Israel Hayom reports a video from the French Alps shows a saleswoman saying there are too many Jewish vacationers, sparking outrage. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that the Prime Minister's office claims Hezbollah broke a ceasefire, seriously wounding three IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post states that Lebanese President Ayoun condemns IDF strikes, calling them a violation of a framework agreement. Separately, Times of Israel notes Israeli strikes have killed 11 in southern Lebanon after Hezbollah's attack, with accusations of the group using civilians as shields. And finally, from earlier today, JNS reveals a senior official said Israel nearly launched a massive operation against Iran last week, halted at the last moment. From X, the latest. Ambassador Yechiel later posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah's attack on IDF soldiers violated the ceasefire and warned that using this as a reason to stall peace talks would be a win for those opposing peace. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared breaking news earlier today. He said Hezbollah's attack not only injured Israeli soldiers, but also put Lebanese civilians at risk by placing them near military targets. The Israel Defense Forces announced just now that Ali Samir Al-Haj Hassan, a Hezbollah commander, was eliminated in a strike in southern Lebanon. The operation was targeted at Hassan, who used his family as human shields. Let's go deeper. Starting with the incident in the French Alps, Israel Hayom details that a saleswoman's remarks about Jewish vacationers have sparked significant backlash. This incident highlights ongoing issues of anti-Semitism in Europe, drawing condemnation from Jewish organizations. Turning to the ceasefire breach, Ynet reports that Hezbollah's attack on IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon is a serious escalation. The Prime Minister's office issued a rare Saturday statement before the IDF's announcement, underscoring the gravity of the situation. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post notes that Lebanese President Ayoun has condemned Israel's retaliatory strikes. He calls them a violation of a framework agreement, urging for an end to hostilities. This highlights the fragile state of Lebanon-Israel relations amid ongoing tensions. Continuing with the Times of Israel's report, Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon resulted in civilian casualties. Israel accuses Hezbollah of using civilians as shields, complicating the humanitarian situation in the region. Finally, JNS reveals that a planned massive operation against Iran was halted last week. This decision reflects ongoing strategic calculations and the delicate balance of power in the region. On the economic front, first, Ma'ariv Business reports that Israelis are embracing travel abroad, boosting the tourism sector. The appeal of international vacations reflects a cultural preference for exploration and leisure. Separately, Walla Business relays that the Bank of Jerusalem assured clients of the safety of their funds. This follows concerns raised by an employee's mysterious disappearance in Vienna. And finally, Keytech shares insights from former NSA chief Mike Rogers. He warns that AI is changing the landscape of cybersecurity, lowering the expertise needed for cyber attacks, with implications for Israel's tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.